In this bulletin, a Liberal MP prays for crossing the floor over the establishment of a Federal Integrity Commission, a step in Tasmania's Parliament towards the creation of a treaty with the state's Indigenous people, and the ATP Cup will return to Sydney ahead of the Australian Tennis Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Independent MP Andrew Wilkie has described Liberal MP Bridget Archer's decision to cross the floor to support a motion for a debate on a national integrity bill as the bravest act he's seen in his 11 years in Parliament. Ms Archer supported a motion from Independent MP Dr Helen Haynes in calling for urgent debate on her Federal Integrity Commission bill. Andrew Wilkie called Bridget Archer a hero.
To cross the floor for the sake of integrity. She's a hero. There's one man standing in the road. One man, Scott Morrison. Stop being pig-headed, swallow your pride, and to let an integrity agency be debated, and let's legislate it before Christmas.
Bridget Archer voted with Labor and the crossbenchers in support of the motion, which saw 66 MPs vote in favour and 64 against. But the motion failed because it needed an absolute majority of 76 votes.
We were prevented by an undemocratic technicality. The Prime Minister and the government are standing in the way now of not only the will of the people, but the will of the Parliament. This is an extraordinary moment, I think, in the history of the House of Representatives.
The Coalition announced in 2018 that it would introduce a National Integrity Commission, but it's not yet introduced the proposal to the Parliament. The Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin has tabled a report to the Parliament for the consideration of a treaty with the state's Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The report's authors held more than 100 meetings with Indigenous people across the state over the last 4 months. The report made 24 recommendations, which included the establishment of a truth-telling commission chaired by an eminent Tasmanian Aboriginal person, or co-chaired by a Tasmanian Aboriginal woman and man. Nala Mansell from the Tasmanian Aboriginal Centre says she's confident the report will lead to a treaty being created.
This is a first step towards a treaty for Aboriginal people. It's what we've been fighting for over 200 years, so we're excited to continue those discussions and have the voices of the Palawa community heard.
The Tasmanian government will formally respond to the report when State Parliament returns next year. A bipartisan committee has rejected the government's proposed voter ID changes, indicating the laws would limit a person's rights. Parliament's Joint Human Rights Committee has expressed concern with the proposal, which the government hopes to legislate before the next federal election due to be held by May next year. The committee found that forcing voters to provide ID, such as a driver's licence or Medicare card, in order to vote would disproportionately impact groups like remote Indigenous populations and homeless people. The Australian Defence Force has rejected claims that it forcibly vaccinated Indigenous Northern Territorians against COVID-19. Social media posts allege that infected Aboriginal people are being transferred to quarantine facilities against their will, likening it to the stolen generations. One group of traditional owners also accused ADF personnel of holding down people and injecting them with the vaccine. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says such claims amount to misinformation, which he says is mostly coming from people in other countries.
I know there are ridiculous, untrue rumours about the ADF's involvement. They aren't carrying weapons, they are carrying fresh food for people. So I urge people not to worry about the insane, unhinged stuff that's spreading online. 99.99% of the BS that's flying around the internet about the territory is coming from flogs outside the territory, mostly America, Canada and the UK. People who have nothing better to do than make up lies about us because their own lives are so small and so sad.
The Territory recorded one new locally acquired case of COVID-19, a teenager from Binjari, who was previously identified as a close contact and transferred to the Centre for National Resilience. And in sport, The ATP Cup will return to Sydney in the lead-up to the Australian Open in January. A record 17 tournaments will be held across the country before the Australian Open at Melbourne Park between January 17 and 30. Well, now the weather for tomorrow. Perth, a sunny day and 34 degrees. Adelaide, cloudy and 21. Melbourne, showers and a strong wind and 19. Hobart, cloudy, 14. Canberra, rain, a possible storm and 19 degrees. Wollongong, rain increasing, 19. Sydney and Newcastle, similar conditions, 22. Brisbane, a possible storm, 27. Cairns, a shower, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two, and a possible storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.